Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
1 minute.
1 minute of on-stage time. It's going to be fantastic.
I worked on it while driving in today. I did the routine while I was driving into
work. Did you do it out loud or to yourself, internally?
Out loud.
Yeah? How did it come?
Not bad. Not bad.
1 to 10.
Here's the problem. I don't know if anyone's going to laugh. I thought the material was halfway
decent.
The goal
is, we're at a comedy club.
Trust me, I know the goal, but I can't sit here and tell you, everybody's going to be laughing.
So here's one of the issues. There are 7 comics performing, mm-hmm. like professionals, right?
Yeah.
None of them want to go on after you.
Because they think I'm going to be so bad
or so
good?
They think you might
good.
Kill the room.
Oh, stop it.
I'm just telling you.
Because I'm so bad.
Yeah,
that's possible.
Like, most comics want to go into a warm room, is how they refer to it as, meaning the room is primed. They're laughing around.
Right.
Which is why the MC is the most important guy there. He gets the stage going.
Right?
So I'm calling you up. Is my partner, everyone here knows you, Evan Roberts. He's not a stand-up comedian. He's going to do a minute.
Mm-hmm.
The guy or gal comes on after you, better be really good, or I'm going to have to, toe tap.
Can you toe tap?
Yeah, if I had to, I will, yeah.
But don't you think, maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. I'll get some pity laughs, even if the material isn't that good. I get none of that.
Not in a comedy club,
people listen to the show. They know I'm trying. I'm putting myself out there. You don't think a few people that bought tickets to say, boy, you know what? I feel bad for the guy. Give me like a few pity laughs.
Other than the non-WFAN employees that are there? No. No. Now, you may have like a couple guys or gals that work here that I know are going who like you personally.
Right.
And feel for you and are going to want to make sure that, hey, my man, all right.
Will you give me a pity laugh?
No.
Nothing. Dead silence.
I might laugh at you. Yeah.
I think it's going to work. I have some confidence. I shouldn't have any confidence.
I'm looking forward to it.
I felt good as I was performing in the car today.
Well, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. What will be a bigger bomb? You next Thursday or the Giants this Thursday?
Giants are going to win tomorrow.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm
confident
leaning that way.
That, huh?
It's tough to be very confident, but I don't think defensively they are going to fail on third and fourth down the way they did on Sunday. I think defensively they're going to play a lot better. I don't think Blake Martinez is going to necessarily miss tackles. I'm not overly confident about the offense, but could I see them winning kind of this ugly 13-9 game? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm moving in the confidence zone for the Giants, actually.
You're confident that the Giants will win. All right. Listen, I hope they do. I'm pulling for them.
I'm going to go even more nuts. I think the Jets have a chance to win on Sunday.
I
haven't been confident at all when it comes to the Jets.
Well, we'll get to them more later this week, obviously. But with the Giants playing tomorrow night, and the season essentially on the line, I don't think that's overstating it. You can't start off 0-2
for the
again.
Seventh time in 8 years.
Yeah, you just can't. I want to be clear about this. I'm pulling for the Giants. I'm rooting.
Sure you are.
For the New York Giants.
Sure you are.
Because I also have this job to do. And as I told somebody offline yesterday, this job is much more fun when the teams are good, when they're relevant, as we're learning with the Yankees and the Mets. Like, if the New York Giants are 1-5, which would be on the table if they lose tomorrow night, six games in, and they're effectively not playing for anything, that will suck. It will.
So you're simply rooting for the Giants because of this job.
Selfishly.
There's no part of you.
I'm also a New Yorker. I want New York teams to do well.
Right.
But for those of you that think I hate the Giants, I don't. I do. I've never hated the New York Giants. I have great admiration and respect for a lot of people that work there. That being said, they suck.
Craig, I listened back.
They might lose.
I listened back to what was a very entertaining rant that you had yesterday about Joe Judge.
You didn't, by the way.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, me.
You didn't just go back and listen to it. You put it out for the world to see.
Yes, I put it out there on Twitter. Yeah.
And it backfired on you.
How did it backfire on me?
Because I know what you did it for.
What'd I do?
You wanted people to attack me.
No.
And you got the exact opposite. Finally, a voice in the wilderness saying it the way it is.
Craig, you got me completely wrong.
Oh.
While I disagree with some of what you said, not all, some of what you said, I put it out there because I thought it was really good.
Oh, thank you.
I actually thought it was very entertaining. But when I listened back to it, and tell me if I'm speaking out of school here.
Feel free.
I heard glee.
Glee.
Yeah, like as you were destroying Joe Judge, and I get it, you had a lot of people say, yeah, finally, someone killing Judge. Yeah. That's totally fine. I heard like this twinkle in your eye where you were really enjoying it. I don't enjoy ripping teams, right? I do it because I have to, it's because how I feel. Yeah, but wait a second. You don't enjoy it. I got a sense.
Is that right?
That you enjoyed this one.
Well, there's a thing about Joe Judge, I'll be clear about this, that bothers me. And I'll tell you what it is. He has what appears to me, I've never met the man, I can't speak to it. We've asked to have him on the show, that he refuses to come on our show. Or they refuse to put him on our show, I don't know which one it is. And we've asked multiple times, so I don't know what the deal is with that. Don't really care all that much. But for a guy that was not a head coach, kind of came out of the left field when they first hired him, and was 6-10, there's an air about him that belies past success that he just hasn't had. And I'm going to call him on it until they're successful. And Giant fans should too.
No, I think that part is fair. See, I told you, like, it's nuanced. There are parts of what you have said about Joe Judge, I agree, part that I think is unfair. Here's the unfair part, though. I think when you look at the failures of the New York Giants, it's not right now on this coach. It's more on this general manager. Who's been here longer, who has had years and years to rebuild this offensive line, who is directly responsible for who the quarterback is, and is really responsible for the roster. So I'm not putting Joe Judge in Canton. And you're right. Like, to a certain extent, and we may do this with the Jets, we have anointed Joe Judge off of a 6-win season. I just think that when you really tap into the Giant fan right now, their frustration is not necessarily with the coach.
He's not first in line for sure.
No, I don't
Gettleman's
even think he's
number one. Daniel Jones is number two, if not number one.
I think
one.
Jason Garrett's ahead of him.
Jason Garrett's there. I don't. Yeah, we're on lockstep on that.
Okay.
We're on lockstep. But he's the face of the franchise because he's the head coach. And people guffaw over the guy. And he's probably a lovely guy who may one day be successful. And that day may not
be in New
York.
You know what's crazy? And I hope this discussion doesn't happen. But you know what's crazy? If the Giants don't have a good year this year, if the Giants fail, if the Giants lose tomorrow, if this turns into that kind of ugly season, there's a chance that Jason Garrett, Dave Gettleman, and Daniel Jones are all gone, but Joe Judge isn't.
I agree.
And that's kind of the weird feel about where they
there's
are.
There's also I think a chance that they're all gone, including him.
Could be.
Unlikely.
Unlikely.
But I think Gettleman would be the first to go. I don't think he knows that.
Yeah, he's also had the most time
they
here.
Brought his replacement, and he's already in the building. What was that guy's name?
Well, it was a guy that has ties
from
to
New England.
Joe Judge. That's my point of why I think he is kind of further entrenched
what's the guy's
in this
name?
Organization.
They brought in Gettleman's replacement while he was here.
I forgot
here,
his name. I'll look it up.
Which is really kind of effed up to do, but they did it. They've got the succession plan in place. I'm blocking on the guy's name. If you guys
O'Brien.
Know, O'Brien,
what's his first name? Because it's Dr. O'Brien's son. I can't.
Sounds like it might be a Tim or a Matt, maybe a Pat, a Mike. Not a Steve.
Not a Steve.
No. Do you have his name or no? Oh, I think you're right. It's O'Brien. He's not a Joe. He's probably not a Billy.
Kyle O'Brien.
Kyle
O'Brien.
That's a perfect name.
He's the senior personnel executive.
Yeah, he's Dave Gettleman's replacement is what he is. I mean, that's why they brought him here. You know, I heard,
but it shows you where the power is. The power lies with the head coach.
I also heard this, I think Moose and Maggie said it the other day. So if I'm wrong, I apologize to put their names attached to this. But I think that's where I heard it. Is it true that the New York Giants have 26 assistant coaches of one type or another working under Joe Judge.
Yeah, they have a very, very long coaching staff.
Now, I'm not, I've never counted.
No, you're not wrong.
I've never counted assistant coaches in my life, but 26 sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it's true.
What are they all doing?
Yeah, but what does that mean, though?
I'm just wondering. Like, what, you know I'm what just mean? Wondering. Why are there 26?
Wait,
like,
Craig,
is
Craig.
There a left tackle coach and a right
Here,
end coach?
I'll give you some of the specific titles. You ready? Head coach, OC, assistant head coach, DC,
yeah,
special
go down,
teams.
Go down the list.
There's
go
a chief.
Down.
There's actually someone with the chief of staff title.
What is he, running out
chief
of White
of
House?
Staff?
Yes. Huh. There's a senior offensive assistant. There's a senior defensive assistant. There's an assistant special teams coach, O-line coach, QB coach, linebacker coach, defensive line coach, wide receiver coach, assistant defensive back coach, assistant offensive line coach, offensive quality control, offensive assistant.
Stop right there for a second. So there's an offensive coordinator. There's an offense quality control coach.
Yeah.
And then what was the next one you were about to say?
After offensive quality control, there's an offensive assistant.
There's an offense. That's a lot of offensive coaches for an offense that sucks.
Wow.
Not, and I'm sorry to say it in with those words, but you've got a lot of people in charge of the quality of the Giants offense, and there is none.
Now, how many do you think the Jets have?
Okay.
If we're being fair.
Well, again, I believe the number is 26. Is that right for the Giants?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say the Jets have 18.
22.
So it's not that much more.
That's the point. Like, that's one of those things that when teams aren't playing well and we want to rip them, we find extra ways to rip them.
All right.
I mean, who cares that the Giants have a million coaches? You're right. It's funny.
What are they doing?
When you're not. Okay, if they play well against Washington, is it great that they have a ton of assistants?
It ain't college, though. Like, these are professionals, right?
Yeah.
You have a coordinator, a backup coordinator, assistants to both of them, quality control guys on top of those people, and the offense blows.
Yeah.
So at some point, if I put all the offensive coaches in a room and I go, show of hands, who's doing a good job here? Ain't nobody raising their hands.
Who the hell would if you look at the Giants offense, who would raise their hands and say, I'm doing a good job?
By the way, the Giants also announced earlier today, I didn't mention this earlier. I apologize for that. Shane Lemieux is out for this game on Thursday.
Shane Lemieux missed a bunch of time in the first week of the season. He missed basically half the game or two-thirds of the game. Here's what I don't understand, and you brought this up yesterday, and I've tried to figure out, like, okay, what's going on? Why did Jabril Peppers, who has played well for the Giants, why in week one did he play so few
45%
snaps
of the defensive snaps?
And Joe Judge's answer was a very Rojasian kind of answer.
Rojasian.
Yeah, you like
it.
That? Rojasian.
Yeah, I like it.
And Coach Judge, you don't want to be compared to Rojasian, okay? It was a very, don't look too closely into it was his answer. Well, I'm going to look too closely into it.
One of
your better defensive players. He didn't play the majority of the snaps, which he did last year. So don't tell me not to look closely into it. Just tell me why.
And they asked Peppers about it after the game, and he goes, it's new to me.
Yeah, he didn't give an answer.
Now, he didn't get all, you know, douchey about it. Well, I respect that. But he was, you know, he was pissed. That dude could play.
So what are they doing? Saving him over the course of 17 games? Is this like maintenance with Jabril?
Well, listen, if they make the ultimate decision, and in my heart I feel like they're going to, that Saquon's not going to play Thursday, I hope he does. I know they didn't say he's not going to play. Just my gut is that he ain't going to play. I know Tiki earlier today said if I was the Giants, I wouldn't play him because of the 3 days to get back ready. But he didn't. He barely got hit on Sunday. He only played 10 plays, right?
Look, we get he's not going to be the bell cow running back. I think we all understand that. We get the touches are going to be limited, but why not have him out there? There's going to be 10 days between games after this.
And that's the point. You have 10 days to recover after this one. And this is the game you have to win. So I don't get it at all. I respect he had a legitimate knee injury.
I think he's going to play.
But the guy, I saw those workout videos they put out there. The dude's good to go physically. I'm sure there's a mental hang-up you have to get over to take a hit and cut. I respect that. I don't know what that's like, but I totally respect that. There's a mental part of this recovery for any running back who tore an ACL with cutting and moving and that. But the dude is green light health-wise to play tackle football at the NFL level. He's got to be in the lineup on Thursday because you have to win Thursday's game. We're in lockstep on that.
100%.
So I don't get it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
So if you're scoreboard watching, I'll help you. They're up 3-0 on the Tampa Bay Rays. Right now, the Yankees and Blue Jays are tied. Exact same record for that first wild card spot.
Evan, I got an invitation, which I extend to you if you're interested. This Saturday and Sunday is the 6th annual Saucetoberfest Hot Sauce Festival.
Oh.
And you love hot sauce.
That's up my alley.
So our friends at White House Station Sauce Company are in it.
Wow.
You have any interest in bringing the kids and the wife there?
I'd have to strongly consider it.
Flemington, New Jersey.
Well, you may not know, but this Saturday I'm returning. I'm doing shows again, so I am working on Saturday.
Why?
Because I love it. I love doing it.
Oh, okay, great.
I took the summer off, spent some time with the family, but I'm back. I get to follow you on Saturdays now, Craig.
On Saturday, there's the Spiked Sweet Corn Eating Contest. Most ears eaten wins.
Oh, I can see you win this.
There's the John Dilly Memorial Wing Eating Contest. Sunday, there's the Spiked Pizza Eating Contest. Most slices wins. And then at 3 o'clock is the Fear the Reaper Progressive Hot Pepper Eating Challenge.
Oh, wow.
I have no interest in doing that. I wouldn't mind watching it, but I ain't doing it. So
that sounds like a weekend, baby.
Yeah, maybe we'll go out there on Saturday. Yo, put some hot sauce on Spencer's lips. See if he likes it.
See how he reacts.
He'll get him used to it so when he later in life, he'll like caliente. You know? Here's Mike in Dumont, where I think we're playing the only actual station charity softball game in October. What's up, Mike?
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Doing great. What's up?
So, Pete Alonso said about halfway through the season, don't give up on us.
Right.
Still have faith, all this stuff. I haven't given up faith in him, in Baez, in Lindor, but I've given up on Rojas.
Well, I think you're with the mob. I think that's I don't know anyone that thinks Rojas has done a good job and is coming back. So I think you're in the majority.
Well, the
for
season's
sure.
on the line and there's no urgency. They're playing a game in which they have to win last night, and there are countless examples last night of this manager not showing the urgency that's needed to win a game that you have to win.
He doesn't want to win. It's in
that's
his
not true. That's not true.
Want to win.
That's not true.
How does he not push Stroman
listen,
all the way?
You
and
know
at the
he
same
wants
day,
to win.
Not available.
He whatever. There's two different things there, Mike. Of course, he wants to win. The notion that he doesn't care about winning is just stupid. Now, why is he managing in the way he's managing with 15 games to go?
That I don't get.
That's different.
That I don't get. You know, all year, we get annoyed, but I try to keep it in check with decisions that the Yankees and Mets make in April, May, June, and July. And we have to remind ourselves, it's a marathon. The old cliche, right, Craig? It's a marathon. It's 162 games. There comes a moment where you can't treat it like a marathon anymore. It comes a moment where you got to treat every game like a postseason game. The games become that important. The Mets are in that moment.
16 games left.
Two and games under 500. They have to win all of them. And what's so mind-boggling is that they have gotten all the help you could dream of. The San Diego Padres collapsing. The Cincinnati Reds got blitzkrieged by the Pirates last night. Wade Miley didn't know what hit him. Like, they're getting, Craig, all the help that you couldn't have even fantasized about. And they're just throwing it away.
Here's the most troubling thing of all. They are five games out in the loss column behind St. Louis, right? Which means, just do the quick math, when they started this series in their own building, they were three games out in the loss column, right? Now they got blown out in game one, so I can't say, oh, they should have won that game. They got blown out. But last night's significant because you have 16 games to go. You are now five games out in the loss column. You're writing your own tombstone, right? Is that the way it sounds? You're writing your own obituary?
Death sentence.
You're writing your own death sentence. Much better, Evan. Yeah.
Thank you.
Like, it's, as Evan said, it played out in a manner you never could have expected. Kind of like when the Jets made their runs to the AFC championship game. Teams lost that had
things
to lose.
Things are falling in a line.
Remember, Rex Ryan said it's over.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, everybody that had to lose lost. Well, the Mets had that going in their direction.
It's still going on.
Yes.
It's been going on for days. The Padres are collapsing. We're not paying attention to it that closely. The Reds are struggling. The Cardinals, I give them credit. They look like the team, the only team that actually wants this damn thing recently. But everything has been set up where if the Mets were just a tad more competent. Like, I'll give you an example. Remember when the Mets were in first place and every time they struggled, I would say, hey, but they're in first place.
Yes.
I would ask you a question. I'd say, Craig, if the Mets just maintained being eight games above 500, that's all they did for the rest of the year, would that be enough to make the postseason? And we both lean towards probably
not.
Well, here's where we are. It wouldn't be enough to be in first place in the NL East. We were right about that, but here's where we were wrong. If they were eight games above 500, they'd be the wild card team.
By two games.
They'd be in it.
Yep.
And none of us saw that coming. We really didn't. We didn't see the wild card developing the way it has. And yet, after what was a scintillating victory Sunday night, just an incredible victory, Lindor, three home runs, backing up all the stuff going on between the Mets and the Yankees. This is how they respond in must-win games against the St. Louis Cardinals. This is how this manager responds in must-win games. The lack of urgency we saw last night, it's embarrassing.
Mets, if they played right, should be, worst case, three games in the loss column.
But here's the truth, and I think you'll agree with me on this. Mets fans, I want you to understand this. This is it. Today's the day. Because after today, they really are relevant. They really are. Tomorrow's a giant day. The Yankees are in a pennant race. Friday's a football Friday. By the time we get to next week, there's going to be no more of this. Well, you know, they had a shot. They were sort of in it. They're going to be dead.
Now, if they lose tonight, it's six with 15 to go. Now, we all remember 7-17 in the fall of 2007, but that's pie in the sky, lightning in a bottle type stuff. That just doesn't happen. You know, it happened in 64 to the Phillies. It happened in 2007 to the Mets. It's not happening because even if everyone collapsed in front of them, they're not winning.
Yeah, someone asked me the other day, why you lack confidence in the Mets? Is it the Mets or the teams ahead of them? I said, no, it's the Mets.
Right, they're not winning.
The math is being set up for them. It's them. They're two games under 500. In a normal world, when you're two games under 500 with 2.5 weeks to go in the season, you're dead. You're not even talking about
you're
any kind of Fugazi race.
His mother dead. His father dead. His family dead. You don't know that movie. You should see that movie, and don't try to whisper it when you walk into the studio, because I think you probably got it wrong, too. Do you want to take a guess?
I couldn't even guess.
His family dead. No?
What year?
What year?
Oh, what decade?
20 years old. He's probably 30. Yeah. Might be 30 years old. But it's got some of the great American actors of all time.
So it's not Look Who's Talking.
I want his mother dead. I think Big Mac knows.
I think I know. I'm not 100%.
I think you know, too.
I think I know.
I don't think Tommy knows, actually.
I got it wrong. I do know
You
it
did
now.
Get it wrong. Because yes. As you yes. came in, I thought you
no,
tried to whisper
right.
Scarface.
Correct.
And it's not Scarface.
No, it's not Scarface.
Can I give Evan a hint who the actor is who says it?
Yeah, I don't think he'll get it on that. Go ahead.
Robert De Niro.
Oh, then I know it. Yes, I am right.
Eddie, you want to take a shot? You want to take a shot? How about I'll give you an era. It's based on a real true story.
Goodfellas.
No. It takes place right around Prohibition. Does that help at all?
Not really.
That doesn't help. Kevin Costner, does that help?
You could spell out
Sean
the
Connery.
Name of the movie.
Sean Connery?
And it's still probably not going to help.
No, Sean Connery?
No idea.
Doesn't help? How about the legendary story of a Chicago mobster walking around with a baseball bat with his henchmen around a big table at a restaurant, and clocks one guy right in the head.
Nothing.
No?
No. I haven't seen a
Do
lot
you know
of
who
mob
the Chicago
movies.
Mobster is?
No.
You can at least take a guess.
Well, just tell me.
Who's
I don't know.
Who's the most
know.
Famous Chicago mobster?
I don't know.
Brother, what a night the people saw. No? Come on.
No.
Paper Lace did a song about him.
I should do this to you with a baseball bullpen.
The night Chicago died. No?
Nah, I don't know. Nor do I care.
Okay. When Geraldo Rivera on live TV trying to open someone's safe.
He opened the, what's
the
his
safe
name?
Of?
Yeah, I forgot.
There was nothing in it?
I remember that. I do remember that. I forgot.
Al Capone.
Al Capone.
Yes.
Now I know.
The movie's The Untouchables.
Oh, yeah.
Another classic movie.
Yeah.
Not for you.
Well, clearly every movie you've ever told me to see is usually like a mob movie.
There's a lot
and
of them.
I hadn't seen a lot of them.
That's true. That
I just
true.
Haven't. It's not a genre I watched
did,
a lot
I
of.
I gave you a non-mob movie off air yesterday, didn't I?
I think you did. I forgot.
What did I tell you should see?
This is the worst time of year, though, for me to watch movies.
What do you mean you forgot?
I already forgot because I got so many things on my list to watch.
But I'm giving you pearls.
Like, I love this new show, Heels. I love that show.
But I'm giving you pearls.
Yeah, but I don't have time to make pearls. I don't have time to eat the pearls.
But like what I gave you.
Do you eat pearls?
He doesn't know about that. I gave you a movie yesterday. What was it?
I forgot.
Wasn't it Ted Lasso, the TV
show? No, Ted Lasso's a TV show.
I've seen Ted Lasso. Okay. I said it was overrated. That's all.
Arguably the best show on TV tonight. Oh, but okay, it's fine. You don't like
it. Just because you guys repeat it over and over again doesn't mean it's true.
But I gave you a movie yesterday.
You did.
The movie
so
was.
You don't remember either.
Because in, out. I don't remember.
Are you not recommending
Kevin
I watch?
Kevin Kline in and out. Not bad movie.
Are you not recommending I watch the 86 documentary when I get a few minutes?
So a quick story on that. So I'm watching the Yankees last night and the Mets going back and forth a little bit. Although lately, I don't know if I'm the only one. Yes Network has not been coming in on Xfinity. Like it won't find the network. It's very strange the last couple days. And then the picture goes in and out.
So how are you watching the Yankees?
I wait for it to come back in. I keep checking.
What a way to watch it.
Because I go 8:43 is SNY, 8:44 is yes, 8:50 is ESPN.
Craig, next time you have an issue, you contact Uncle Evan. I'll hook you up with certain login information, and you'll be able to watch the Yankees.
Okay? Like on an app or something?
Yeah.
I don't like watching TV on an iPad.
No, you can watch it on an app on your TV if you have a smart TV.
So in any event, so I'm flipping, and I come across the 30 for 30 on the 86 Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I told you I'd watch it at some point. I didn't know I was going to actually watch any of it last night. I wasn't planning on it because there's nothing I don't know about that particular team. I watched the entire part one, which is just under an hour. And then I'm watching with my father-in-law and with Anthony part two. Now, this is my Shangri-La. Like, as a sports fan, for me growing up, that's my moment. It's the only one I got, right?
Right.
That's my championship, all right? And I'm watching part two. Turned it off.
Was that bad?
Boring.
boring?
What made it boring?
The Mets start off the season after Davey Johnson says, we're going to dominate, which it takes 10 minutes to explain what he means. He said, yeah, dominate. And they're 2-3.
Yeah.
And they start going game by game.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Ugh.
You got me.
And then they sweep 4 from the Cardinals. Yeah. Whitey Herzog
gives up, says, we're done.
They've played 15 games, and Whitey Herzog goes, we can't catch them. They're too good. Right?
What were you looking for? Sex? Drugs?
It was boring.
What are you looking
now,
for, though?
I imagine parts 3 and 4 will be great because that'll get into the playoff run, the Mike Scott stuff, all that stuff, right, which you can watch a million
Have
times
Have they gotten
over.
Into sex and drugs yet?
No.
No sex and drugs.
The only thing they got into is that Daryl Strawberry admits in 1983 he discovered cocaine.
Okay.
That's it.
Right.
Not abusing cocaine, discovered cocaine on the back of the plane on a road trip. He acknowledges the first time in his life
so that's
he tried cocaine.
That's the only new thing you learned by watching.
No, I knew Daryl did cocaine.
No, we all
I was well aware that Daryl did cocaine
okay.
and drank and got high. I knew it. Yeah. That wasn't earth-shattering.
So I should not be in a rush to start this.
We're going game by game? Is that really what the rest of this thing is?
The game by game thing is interesting.
My
I'm up
God.
For that. Yeah. I'm up for that.
That and Ray Knight looks off. I feel for him.
Right now, Ray Knight looks off.
Yeah. Love Ray Knight. Love him. There's something wrong. Maybe he's not getting enough sun or something. I don't know what it is. look a little like jaundiced, a little peaked. I hope he's okay because I love Ray Knight. In any event, I teased something going into that break. I apologize.
You teased 3 things you haven't got to. Number one. You were going to break down. I was so excited to hear if you got it right. What would happen if the Yankees, Jays, and Red Sox are all tied?
Okay,
like,
I'll give you that.
What would occur?
Let me write that down. I have that. I did that
last
night.
Do you actually know that?
I do.
Because I know it, so I'm here to fact check
if
you get it wrong.
I know what I think I know. I think I'm right.
But then what is it?
You want me to tell you now?
Yeah.
All right, here's how I see it. You have the Yankees. You have Toronto. You have the Red Sox.
Now, they all finish tied. Same record.
Yes.
For wild card spots. 1-2, and then someone's not making it.
I did research on this last night because I thought this might come up, and the audience would want to know. Yankees, Blue Jays, Red Sox, 3 teams, same record, all tied.
All right.
Here's how it goes down.
Let's see if Craig's right. Do you think Craig's going to be right, Loogie?
Of course.
Do you think Craig's going to be right, Big Mac?
No.
Okay. Let's see.
Go ahead.
No?
Wow.
Okay.
Good to know who has your back.
Well, I figured, you know.
Okay.
We need to go 50-50.
Fair enough.
The only way C-Mac thinks you'll be right is if he overheard
me
explaining
about, yes.
it to C-Mac. Yeah.
Okay, I got that.
I'm pretty sure the only reason you know now is because somehow you got it from Evan. That's kind of like what I'm insane. I already believe that, so you probably do have it right, but it's because Evan told you.
You're in a lose situation. So even if I get it right, you're not going to give me credit for getting it right because you think I overheard Evan tell someone and just, you know, I retain the info.
I'm going to
hence
you
the no when asked the question, yes.
But you know what, C-Mac? Here's what I'll give him credit for. It is sort of confusing. If Craig remembers it correctly, just even from hearing it from me, I give him credit for that.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
Toronto would play the Boston Red Sox in a single game. I don't know where that game would be. I don't care.
Do you want me to tell you?
Hang on.
Okay.
But they would play each other. The winner is the number one wild card team.
So far, you want me to tell you if you're right or wrong?
I know I'm right.
So far, Craig Carton is right.
Okay.
The Blue Jays would play the Red Sox at Fenway Park in Boston.
Okay.
The winner becomes wild card team numero
okay.
uno. Go ahead.
The loser of that game plays the New York Yankees, not in New York, I believe. And the winner of that game becomes the number 2 wild card team and then would travel the next day to play at either Toronto or Boston, obviously, depending on who won. So the Yankees, if it's a 3-way tie, can only get the number 2 spot and would have to win back-to-back road games to then advance to the real playoffs.
Look at you.
That's the work I do. You. That's the job I have.
You definitely overheard me.
I don't know
that's
what
a good
about.
Job. But so think about this, Yankee fans. If that scenario unfolds, you're at a disadvantage. You are only guaranteed 1 game. You better win that game. And if you do win that game, you have to go win another. If you're the Red Sox or the Blue Jays, you can actually afford to lose a game because then you get a second shot. And the reason that's the... Do you know the reason? Or is that too tough for you?
Divisional record and home fan base?
No.
In the division?
Head-to-head. The Yankees lost the season series no matter what to the Blue Jays and Red Sox. The Red Sox won the season series against the Blue Jays. That scenario leaves a Team A, a Team B, a Team C. The Yankees are Team C. The Red Sox are Team A. A plays B. Loser plays C. Bada-boom, bada-bang.
Well, there you go. So now you know. Best the Yankees can do in a three-way tie, which is not going to happen, obviously.
Why would you say that?
Because it's not going to happen.
They're separated by a game in the loss column.
I know. It's just not going to happen.
Why are you so confident about it?
Because there's 16 games to go. The odds of three teams being tied is astronomical.
Do you think there will be two teams
Plus,
tied?
They play each other.
That's true. Do you think there will be any kind of tie?
I do not believe there's going to be a tie at all. Okay. I believe the Toronto Blue Jays and the New York Yankees will be in the wild card.
Okay.
That's what I believe.
Okay.
Yep. Can't predict who's going to win that game, but I don't like it. 877-337-6666. Sorry, we paid that off.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.